Think that's a flower? The skunk pulls it out of the sand and calmly slices it in half. Turns out, it's a scorpion in disguise. The other scorpions immediately scatter in fear. To prove his worth, the skunk hurls a rock into the desert. Instantly, a man-eating flower bursts out of the sand. The rabbit couldn't be happier. He knew bringing the skunk along was the right choice. But this rabbit isn't just any ordinary rabbit. When he was young, he was found by an adventurer named John. To everyone's surprise, this rabbit had chicken feet. John raised him like his own son, calling him Judy as a name of affection. Years later, John inherited the throne, and Judy grew up feeling insecure about his chicken feet. He dreamed of becoming an explorer like his father, but becoming an explorer meant passing a tough exam. In the exam, Judy made a fool of himself. He didn't want anyone to see the feathers on his head, and while trying to grab his hat, he lost his balance and failed the test. Determined to prove himself, Judy vowed to finish the adventure his father couldn't, to find the dark hamster scepter. He headed to the dungeon to ask his mentor, Robin, for advice. When Robin heard Judy wanted to know the scepter's location, he deliberately dropped a book on the scepter. As Judy bent down to pick it up, Robin secretly plucked a feather from his head, using it to unlock the dungeon doors. Robin then freed all the prisoners, planning to use the scepter to summon the ghost hamster army and seize the throne. But Judy wasn't about to let that happen. He was determined to find the scepter first. So, with his turtle friend Bobo, he set off on his adventure.